We're here on KSOM, and we're recapping the boys' basketball seasons and talking now with the head coach for Audubon boys, Darren Miller. And, Coach, certainly a tough end, as always, when you fall to in the playoffs, and you fell to ACGC, a pretty good team, but you finished 11-12 overall. Your thoughts on your basketball team this past season?
Yeah, you know, we fell there at the end to a good ACGC team. But, looking back, I thought we played pretty good defensively against them, tried to make the game physical. And so I was super proud of all the guys played that night. And, we struggled to shoot. And that's kind of the story of the season. I felt like the games that we lost, we really struggled to put the ball in the hole. And I thought our defense throughout the year got a little bit better as the season progressed. So I think, going into next year, a big thing for us is just, getting in the gym and shooting with more confidence and, working our different parts of our game as far as how we can score.
How difficult was it this season to get into a rhythm? I mean, you didn't really get a win streak going. You win a game or two, you lose a game, you win a game or two, you lose a game. It just seemed like maybe that's a schedule, but at the same time, some of your opponents, you played them really tough at times too.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I mean, some of those games we lost, but we were losing by a couple. And so, yeah, it's definitely want to win those. And so it doesn't look quite as, fancy on the resume or our record when you don't win four or five in a row. But a lot of those games that we lost, we were close and had played well, just to have the luck go our way at the end there. And so I think the boys did pretty good as far as responding back, and we kept on battling every game that we were in.
Yeah, I mean, just like there were like a couple of games like AHSTW, that was a little bit different. That was a team that you just couldn't deal with. Sometimes that happens. There's matchups, but what was it like? You did have a lot of close losses throughout the season. There weren't a ton of blowouts. I mean, Trainer earlier in the season. I don't know if you can even count that one, but I mean, was it one thing, do you think, in the difference in those games? Was it just offense, or how would you point to that?
Yeah, I think a lot of those games that we lost close to were, either we shot poorly, especially the ones that we get, like in a Avoca game, they were playing pretty good at the time we played them the first time, and the last time we didn't shoot the ball very well then. And the ones that we were close, we had opportunities at the end, or we make a silly mistake at the end to give them a chance to win. But like I said, a lot of those losses we had, we just didn't shoot very well. And I think defensively, we're in the games most of the time. So, I mean, I was proud of them that way. But like I said, just I think shooting is a big thing for us in the offseason.
Yeah. So you have four seniors overall. Three of them were full-time starters, Aaron Olson, Oliver Deist, and Colton Hansen, plus Mason Stackler, who was a starter at the beginning of the season. And then when Austin Christensen came back, Stackler went to the bench role, but he was still – a vital piece. Your thoughts here on your four graduating seniors?
Yeah, that's exactly it. All four of them were vital pieces in some shape or form. Either they shot the ball or, for like Aaron and Mason, both guards that were a couple times led us in scoring, able to shoot the ball, able to get the rim, and just both athletic. And, Colton didn't score much, but he was a guy that was a good teammate, a good guy that could go out and hustle and rebound and be a physicality down low. And then Oliver, ran our point, did a really good job, I thought, as the season progressed and as far as running the team, and he was able to pick up his scoring too towards the end, but mostly facilitator with him. And so all four of them brought a different kind of part of our game that we needed, which is very important, but we'll be missed next year.
Yeah. But a lot coming back. I mean, you played a large rotation. How did you see that rotation just evolve throughout the year? I mean, it changed when Christensen came back from his injury, and it seemed like you were able to get everybody in to understand their roles, and you had a flow about it. And how do you feel like that high rotation helped you?
Well, I hope it helps for next year and years to come, getting those guys some experience in there, rotating in, with a lot of times we play different lineups and a lot of it just matter of who was feeling it that night, who was hitting, And so, when Austin came back, some of the time for like Brody Weber and Sully time maybe went down a little bit just because Austin was able to rebound and whatnot. But still at the same time, those guys got in and a lot of the subs were rotated on, 10, 11 guys at the time. So I think it's a really good thing. I think especially a couple of those freshmen too, got them experience into the varsity level. And I think it's just a huge thing for next year to give them a little more confidence, a little more understanding how the game works.
And so next year, do you convince Brody Schultes to finally start? I mean, he started one game for you.
Yeah. No, he came off the bench just because I like the fact that he was he brought energy off the bench, and he's just a high motor guy that is a good understanding of the game. You know, does a lot of practice, shoots a lot of shots before and after practice and games, and he's just a good basketball player. And like I said, just bringing him off the bench brought some energy. Defensively, he can be a nuisance on players. You know, defending the ball handlers, bringing the ball up the court.
Again, I mean, Christensen is back. Brody Weber is back. Sullivan McLean should get more minutes and drop in there. You know, he's a guy who can take up some space in the paint and score for you. You know, so you still have a lot of strength inside, you know, that you got coming back next year.
Yeah, Wessel for back sure. Too. Between those guys you just mentioned there as far as posts, and then you add in the Brody Schultes and Carson Wessel being back, and Ryan Hermanson will be a senior next year who had a really good JV year, and then you add in a couple freshmen, Aiden and Jorgen, that played some varsity time. You know, we bring a lot of good pieces back. And, you know, I tell you what, our conference next year is going to be really hard. I mean, I looked at it here recently. Of the top 20 scorers, only I think two or three of those were seniors. And so the teams next year in the WIC are going to be really good. There's not going to be a bad team. So we got to, you know, I think start that 25-26 season has to start this summer, you know, getting in the gym and shooting, and we'll do some team camps and stuff like that to get that, you know, chemistry down of the team that's going to look at be playing there in the varsity next year and have to be ready to go.
Yeah. What is your priority with this team in the offseason to get them ready for a good run?
I think just get playing, you know, playing as many games as we possibly can, getting to some team camps, building some chemistry, you know. You know, with playing a lot of guys last year, you know, you sometimes don't necessarily get the chemistry. You got 12 guys, 11 guys, that's kind of hard. And so hopefully this summer we can kind of narrow that down and get a good team chemistry and just work on our shooting. And talked a lot about it, you know, is getting the gym and putting up some shots.
Well, I mean, it was always a tough game anytime you went to Audubon or when the Wheelers are coming to your joint. And so I expect nothing less next year. You'll have a lot of players that you can use already preparing for next season. Coach, really appreciate your time throughout the year, and we will see you perhaps at an Audubon event down the road. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for the coverage.
Darren Miller, head coach for Audubon Boys Basketball, joins us here on KSOM.